Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning or good afternoon. This is George Gabon. I'm trying to get the music fade smoothly out. Okay, so there, it's going to go away now. Stop. Okay, having one of those mornings, technical stuff is just, okay, well, it doesn't want to go away. Why would it go away? Can you hear the music? I don't know why I'm hearing music. The thing is just crazy. Stop. Okay, we're going to have to deal with music for a couple minutes. The site decides it doesn't like the music anymore. Yes, okay, am I loud? Okay, I'll turn it down a little bit. Trying to get rid of the music, okay? Let's just get rid of it. Really, it doesn't want to go away. It's a technical fault. So let's have some fun today. I got lots of articles. I'll take some calls. Okay, now. We're having a lot of fun here today. I know, this is really crazy. Why would this do this to me? So don't play the music ever. Okay, I'll be right back. I'm going to try something, and then I'm going to be right back. And going away, I'm just going to continue to talk, but I'm going to go back into this. I'll close the chat room and come back. Let's see what happens. Because they have now done me in. I have lots of articles today and lots of fun things to do. I wanted to talk about Martin Luther King a little bit today and have some Martin Luther King quotes. And what else do I want to do today? Somehow, some way, I'm going to get rid of the music. I don't know how. I think I just did it. Yay. Woo. Okay. We'll go back. Okay, so I'm going to put you in that room because I don't know why I was doing what it was doing, but it was doing. Really, seriously. Okay, so I have a caller, and I'll take my caller in a second. But I'm going to talk about Martin Luther King, has some quotes. I'm going to talk about what God wants, and I thought I would. I've been discussing that in my. Well, it opened up yesterday, and I was doing a call and respond chanting based on a tradition from India in Sanskrit, and that got me thinking about God and what God wants and all that fun stuff. So I did that. Got into that. So I'm going to talk a little bit, give a couple quotes and Abraham quotes. I have a Pam Grout quiz about the law of attraction, which is kind of entertaining, but also kind of really pointed about the law of attraction. Do that. And then we're going to do something really fun. We're going to talk about chocolate. Ooh, chocolate. So lots to do today, lots of fun things. And when I talk about what God wants, what I'm going to do is let Spirit talk to you. I'm going to channel that part of the message. I have some thoughts on that. But I wanted to channel that section. So I'll take a call, and then I will give you a couple quotes, and then I will channel my spirit guides about what God wants, and then we'll do some other things. We'll see how much time it falls in and does what. So that's what the show is all about today. We're going to have some fun. So let me take a caller, and we'll have some fun. Yes, it's Monday. Got to get off to a good start, right? We got to feel good about the day, feel good about where we're at, look for positive things in our lives to do. You know, it's like living in the moment and making it feel good. It's all about feeling good, right?
Exactly.
Some people don't agree. And whom am I speaking to?
Allie.
I knew that was you, but I just wanted to make sure because I always have to try. I always have to figure it. I always have to make sure I know who I'm talking to. What's going on?
Yeah, exactly. I got a couple offers for doing, you know, like psychic hotlines and stuff. And,
okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to know, like, if it's really the right way to go and if I will succeed in this.
Let me ask you. Can I ask you, because I did some work on a couple psychic lines in the past, and I have a little bit of opinion. Some I don't have no idea who they are, and other ones I know a little bit about. So who are they?
One is Psychic Powers, one is Psychic Elements, one is Keen, and the other is Guided Light.
Okay. I'll give you another name to think about. California Psychics, okay? They're pretty legitimate. They're pretty big. They do a lot of advertising, a lot of promoting, and they draw a lot of clients to them, okay? They really get out there and promote themselves. Now, they're a little bit more of a screener. They're a little more picky about who's on there. But once you get on, you have opportunity. Okay, you have opportunity. You can do okay. They have requirements for so many hours a week that you have to be on, and they have requirements, like a couple of, but they're pretty legitimate, and they don't believe in spells or all kinds of stuff like that. They don't allow their readers to get into all that sort of thing. Okay, they're pretty proprietary. You really don't get to have the clients for yourself. Nope, they don't let you drag them along to your personal places. They don't like you to talk about your own websites or anything like that. So, but if you're looking for a place, because most of them are. And even if you go through like places, certain stores, like bookstores, there's one in the LA area. I think they're still in existence, called Psychic Eye, which, you know, they really, you know, it's like you had to have an exclusive with them, and it's like, yeah, really, seriously? Right. I don't think so. So, I didn't have success with, that they've gone to where it's phone calls now, because it used to be only chats, and I didn't like chats particularly.
Yeah.
You know what? Here's what I hear for you, and what I get for you is just go with your own intuition.
Okay.
go with feels right for you. There's another one. I have a couple of friends on Facebook. A friend on Facebook, and you're on Facebook. Well, I think we're friends on Facebook. I'm not sure.
I just added you.
I'll give you a name based on one of my friends on Facebook who's part of a site that it seems pretty good. Okay? They're based out of Florida. Psychics Gone Wild, I think is what it's called, but I'll give you the exact name when I find it.
Okay.
I think it's called Psychics. And she's very successful. And she's a pretty good psychic. You know, we all have our strengths and weaknesses, right?
Well, yeah, of course.
What a good site will do for you is you get the idea. It gets to be quick, and there gets to be a lot of readings, and they want to keep people on the line for a while, but not always. But people really want answers like quickly because they're paying a bunch of money, okay?
Yeah.
Because On the psychic line, I was on California Psychics for years, and I was up to, 450? I didn't get it all, of course not. You know, you don't get that money.
Well, yeah, you don't get all of it.
I was like $4.50 a minute.
Oh, wow.
And that gets expensive for people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they want to get an answer, and they want to get it fairly quick, and they don't want you to beat around the bush, and they want a yes or no, or, yeah, he's coming tomorrow. Yeah. I'm getting
exactly.
You're getting a job tomorrow. You're getting a job tomorrow. But then they want you to stay on the line for a certain length of time with people anyway. So they want you to have them spend their money. Well, they have to buy the money up front. They pay for it up front.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it gets you experience of getting to the point, getting to it, and yeah, that's what it's the good thing about it. And it's fun, and I read for a lot of really interesting people over time, okay? A lot of interesting people. Doctors and lawyers and all kinds of things. And people from all over the world. I would get calls from, because California Psychics, and I'm not trying to advertise because we had our falling out, so this is not a promotion.
Okay.
Because I just got tired of, and I tell you, what I got tired of is the when versus the how. How do you get there? How do you get what you want in your life and what spirit wants to do that versus when's it going to happen? I've been out of job for 6 years, and when am I going to get a job? Like, you know, I'm sorry, you're a loser.
Yeah.
I've got time.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so you know what I mean. So we kind of have a falling out over. I really got into more of how and law of attraction, and they kind of like, well, you got to stick with when. You got to stick with when. That's what they want to hear. Okay, so, yeah, what was I going to say? Blah, 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 blah. Who knows what I was going to say, because it all kind of, yeah, but I like talk to people from soldiers in Afghanistan and Iraq or contract people, and it was kind of fun. Australia, all kinds of places in the world. That they go everywhere. Yes, a lot of Canadians. Canadians are fun. Okay, so pick one that has a good reputation. Pick one that isn't about, you know, casting spells, and unless you like to cast spells, I don't. You know, right? Really, no. Seriously. But I would look into it. Yeah, and I'll give you Psychics Gone Wild and California Psychics, and there's a couple other ones that have really good reputations. Okay.
Okay.
Don't know why I'm still promoting. Yeah, because they had an annual party. They had a Christmas party or like holiday party. I'll call it a Christmas party. You know. And it was and they're based in the Los Angeles area, so. I would go to the party, and it was really a lot of fun. There were really a lot of cool psychics that I met and people that worked for the company, and it was a great time. So it was really good. And I got to know the owners and why they started, and they really legitimate, you know, had a very, other than making money, they had some really good principles behind what they were doing. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you can make some money.
Well, you broke up.
Okay. I'm here?
There, you are.
Okay.
Yep,
so,
yep, you're here.
Go with your instincts.
Okay.
Yeah. Pick one. Mm-hmm. Pick something, and don't make it exclusive with that, because it's nothing better than sitting down in front of somebody and reading for them.
Yeah. Mhm.
You know, I'll give you an idea. This is crazy. I don't know your area, and I don't know if do you work through a bookstore or something or a psychic center or something locally.
No, I'm a stay-at-home mom.
But what I would suggest, and people that want to expand and do something, and this is really, but I've known people to do this, find a salon, a beauty salon, a salon where women go to, or a spa, or someplace where people have to sit and wait to their appointment and give 10-minute read and split the profits with the salon.
That's a good idea.
And, you know, the split can be, some places are like 60-40, some are 80-20. I worked for a place that was 80-20. That was cool. And then the new owners came in and they wanted to do 60-40. And, you know, they 60 for them, 40 for you. And it's like, wait a minute. Yeah. You know, I'm doing all the work and you're getting all the money.
Yeah, exactly.
So I would go in with an 80-20 kind of attitude and see if they'll go for there. But, you know, you can only do, you don't have to do it more than a couple hours a day.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's good experience of getting out in front of people and meeting all kinds of, and it's mostly women that do readings. That's an 80-22% too. It's 20% men, and of the 20% men, 80% of the 20% are gay. Except unless you do readings for businessmen, there are men businessmen, and I had a few that businessmen that wanted readings about where their business is going and all that blah blah blah.
Yeah.
And it's that 80-20 thing. It's mostly about relationships more so than it is about money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or health. The health is an interesting. I had a good friend who's a psychic. We worked together for years at a bookstore, health holistic bookstore, kind of metaphysical center. And he always joked about he would get clients that would call that were dying of cancer but wanted to know if their husband was going to stay with them. They were more concerned about their husband or their boyfriend than their cancer, you know. So it's like, yeah, relationships are like it, right?
Yeah.
Psychic secrets for all those people out there in the world that want to know a little bit about psychics. But I've known some really great psychics, and I've known some not-so-great psychics.
Yeah.
Go for it. Just do it. But you got to get out there in front of people. That's the best way to learn and do it, more of it, is to really face-to-face and feel people's energies. Because I'm a lot better sitting in front of somebody than I am on the phone. Because you really
pick up the energy in
the body language and what's going on. And, you know, not that you're trying to read up because of that, but it helps you to understand the person more and helps spirit to get a better idea about the person. Okay? Go for it.
Okay. Yeah.
Got it?
Awesome. Yep.
Do it. Just do it.
I'm doing it. I'm going to.
Be a psychic. Be a Nike ad and just do it.
Okay.
Okay. Take care. Yeah.
Me too.
On Facebook, I'll give you the name of that site, and I'll give you a name of the lady, the psychic that I know from the site, and you can look into it. Okay?
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. Take care.
Thanks.
Bye.
All right, you too.
Have a wonderful week. Have some fun.
Yeah, I'll try.
No. Well, stop that with the trying. I don't believe in the word try. Either you do or you don't. Trying means I might fail you. It's like hope. I hope I can do this. No, hope means you might fail. There's no failure. Well, you go, wait a minute, there is failure. No, there's no failure. You either do it and it just doesn't work out the way, but you learn from it. So learning from something is not failure. Learning from something is learning from something, right? It's contrast. I could do it this way. Ooh, that didn't work out very well. I'm not a failure because I learned from it. Am I going to move on to do? Okay, so moving right along, let me take a call. I had a lot to do today. I packed a lot into the show, which I may not get to, but I will get to the MLK. You know what? I'm going to do it this way. MLK, what God wants, and chocolate. Ooh, chocolate. We'll do the other stuff another day, depending on how much time we have, right? Hello?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi.
My name is Ku'u Leilani. And I
Leilani.
Was just calling in. Yes, hi. I was just calling in for a soul reading.
Okay, you know, it's okay. So let me get a little bit more into your energy field. Can I ask you what's your day and month of birth, not necessarily the year?
Okay, February 10th. Yeah, February 10th.
So that makes you an Aquarius, if I'm doing my astrological chart correctly this morning. Okay, so a good Aquarius. So what is your Aquarius? And I'm not an astrologer, and I think it helps a little bit, but you have to have the full chart anyway to really understand. You know what you're – so Aquarius is just part of who you are, the sun sign. Okay.
Right.
What does spirit say to you? Leilani, who's a nice Aquarius lady, what does spirit have to say to her today? What I'm kind of the energy I'm getting off of you, and I get the word issues. Do you know what I mean by issues? Like things are being pushed on you. Issues are being pushed on you. You're being pushed into things, okay? Or you have to make decisions or choices, and so it's issues.
Yes.
You're being facing. And more than, you know, when I say the word issue, and for a person like yourself, it's more than the normal. It's like we got issues every day and we got to make choices. But this is like, oh, God, what am I going to do about this stuff, right? Issues.
Right. Yeah, I have a lot on my plate.
Okay, so what your soul is going to tell you about your issues, I laugh because they're going, yeah, but don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Just trust. Just trust. Just trust that as an issue comes up, that the divine will provide a solution. So it's like you turn every issue over and go, okay, I'm going to do this. Okay, God, what do I do? And then just wait for the answer. You'll get the answers. What I'm really hearing for you is you'll get the answers, bam, bam, bam. Just focus on an issue. Try this. Test it. Test God. Test the universe. Test source, whatever you call it, right? Spirit. Test your soul. And say, okay, here's my issue. Okay, I'm going to give it to you. Give me an answer, and you'll get an answer within 24 hours. Guaranteed. And that's a guarantee. And I don't like to do guarantees, but I get a guarantee if you just say, here's my issue, God. I need an answer. I need a direction. And you got 24 hours. And just let it go at that point. Just, whoosh, okay, let it go. And you'll get answers, like, quickly. Done. Poof. You're on the road. Okay? So your soul is saying, turn them all over. One at a time. Test God. People say you shouldn't test God, but yeah, you should.
No, I feel you. I got chilled when you said that, because that's kind of like that's kind of the path I was on.
So just do it. Your issues will be resolved quickly, but you got to turn each one over one by one. Don't try to do the whole, that like, here's my list, God. Oh, I got about 20 things on here. No, do them one at a time.
Yeah.
Okay,
right
one
on.
At a time.
Thank you. That was awesome, and thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Okay, so what are we doing? Okay, so I was going to do a little MLK stuff, a little few quotes from Martin Luther King, and the amazing words that he said. Now, I won't say he's any different than anybody else. Well, he is, because he was prominent. He was a leader. He came onto the planet at the time he needed to come onto the planet. He was guidedly directed, you say divinely directed, to do the work he did at the time he did the work, because it was very important. So Yeah, you can say that. And he had the personality, he had the charisma, he had he was articulate, and he was a leader, and all those wonderful things, which was necessary at the time that he came onto the. No accidents, basically, what I'm saying is no accidents that he was doing what he was doing at the time he was doing, and it was divinely directed. Some people go, whoa, I don't know about that. Okay, so quote number one, life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? I love that. Life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? Now think about that. Really, isn't it about not selfishness, but about doing for others? Jesus talked about that, right? He just kind of, okay, let me give you another one. I love this one too. There's a few of them, but I won't go into a whole lot of them. Love is the only force capable of transforming an enemy into a friend. Isn't that a beautiful? I mean, that just makes me emotional. It's like, whoa, right? Love is the only force capable of transforming an enemy into a friend. I think of. Oh, yeah, okay. Nelson Mandela, and how while he was in prison, you might say his guards were his enemies. But over time, he demonstrated love, and he demonstrated forgiveness, and those guards became his friends in prison. Okay, I'm going to give you like one more quote. We'll do the whole Martin Luther King. We could do a whole show on these quotes, but we won't, because I'm going to talk about next. I want to talk about what God wants. Or let spirit talk to you about what God wants. The time is always right to do what is right. Isn't that a beautiful statement? Think about that one. Just let that one rattle around inside your brain for a little while and feel the energy of that statement, the value of that statement. The time is always right to do what is right. Oh, okay, I'll give you one more. I mean, there's lots of them, but I like this one too, so I'll give you one more. We must accept finite disappointment, but never lose infinite hope. There is disappointment in life, but never lose hope that there will be change, there will be growth. And I'm sure he meant that a lot in the causes that he was into. So, you know, if I would say that Martin Luther King's main purpose or goal or whatever you would call it in life was about helping people recognize the value in other people, and that we're all children of God, that we're all lovely in our own way, that we're all connected in our own way. Isn't that beautiful? That we are all children of God. We are all connected. We are all basically the same, regardless of the color of our skin or our ethnic or our cultural backgrounds, that we're human and we're connected as humans, and we need to recognize that connection. Okay, I'm going to go on. I'm going to go on and on about that, but I really feel in that. Okay, so we talked about MLK. We're going to talk about chocolate later, which I think has got some recipes, and I posted the site to my Facebook page. So if you're not with me on Facebook and you want to join me on Facebook, please do, because I post a lot of this stuff for you to read and look at. And the one about chocolate I thought was really cool. I have something about salt, but I think I'll save that one for another day. How much time do I have? Ooh, I got half the show. So maybe I will get into that. Well, we'll do the chocolate, and then we'll do the Pam Grout quiz on the law of attraction, and I'll take some more calls, and we'll have some fun. But I'm going to go away, and I'm going to let my spirit guides, Bob. Bob is just a name that they use because it's just kind of nice name. It's just easygoing. It doesn't have any religious overtones to it. It's just a nice name. My spirit guides have used other names in the past. But they kind of said, it was funny how they came up with it. I said, you know, people aren't necessarily responding to this name. They kind of like, yeah, I don't get much response to it. And I said, what else, what other name would you like to go by? You know, because there's Abraham and there's Seth and there's all these other names that people channel, which are really just names. They're not necessarily the names of the spirits or their groups. Like Abraham, if you're familiar with the Abraham material, they picked Abraham because it's close to the beginning of the phone book. Okay. It has a little bit of spiritual connotation to it. So they said Bob. And for those reasons, it doesn't have a religious overtones to it. It's a nice name. It's an easy name to remember. So that's why they chose it. It has no other significance than that, really. Okay, so I'm going to go away. I'm going to let spirit guides talk to you about what God wants. Well, we haven't chatted with you for a long time. George had computer problems, and he gets busy talking to people, and we've kind of been brushed off to the side a bit. No, we don't find that to be offensive at all. We love working through channels or hosts or humans that are willing to allow our thoughts and our ideas to come forth. And George explained, basically, well, he explained the name. He didn't explain who we really are. I mean, we're a group of spiritual teachers and masters. And we don't mean that as bragging, but we have been kicking around for eons of what you call time. We've had vast experiences on your planet and not on your planet. So we have lived lives, we have taught, we have done this, we have done that. And so we're now looking at your planet from our perspective, from the spirit perspective, having experience with human lifetimes and not-so-human lifetimes and other, well, let's just leave it at that. We'll leave it on your planet, your lifetimes. We've been there, done that. And so we can step back and look at you and go, yeah, maybe, yeah. Okay, so let's get into that word, concept of God, or we call it source energy, but we'll use the word God for familiarity's sake. So what does God want? You know, as we've been telling George, and the first thing we yell at him and say, no, nothing. God doesn't want anything. Now that sounds harsh, doesn't it? God doesn't want anything. But we're gonna approach this from a little different point of view, and we kind of emphasize this to George. It's not about what God wants. It's really about what God seeks, what the universe seeks. And we're going to base this whole discussion on the concept of the idea of love. Love is being the design, the primarily energy that God is seeking to manifest itself in all experiences. Does that make sense? Are we following us so far? Love is, because God is creative. The universe is creative. The universe is about beauty. The universe is about creativity. The universe is about expressions of love. It's not about judgment. It's not about anger. It's not about harshness. It's not about negativity. It's not about fear. Now, those are all conditions that you have adopted, and we don't have time to get into why you get into fear, and George talked about that in the past. If you go back and listen to his shows, you'll realize we talked about why people have fear. But let's just go basic on this. God is seeking that love be expressed in all situations, that there be, we'll use this expression, harmonic vibration connection with all there is, all of life being a harmonic vibrational connection with Source, God. And you achieve that through love. God expresses itself through you. God creates through you beautiful poems, music, beautiful buildings, beautiful this, beautiful that. The planet is your playground. The planet is your tool chest to create beautiful things. And God expresses beauty through you. So what does God want? What is God seeking? Through each one of you, every one of you, to live in harmonic connection with the vibration of love, which is God. And when you're living in that harmonic, that harmony, that connection, that energy that is God, that is love, you're creative, because then you're an expression of the divine in your lives. Then you're living as an expression. Now, we talked to George about this a little bit, and part of the goal in all of this, if you use a goal in all this, is we as spirit, as spirit teachers, and working with humans as spirit teachers, we want to help you get to that vibrational place where you're in sync with and harmony with, vibrating at a level of love that is totally connected to God. God, you might want to say that God is bringing a vibration down to you from a very high vibration that's still in the range of love. But it's love that you can manage, that you can deal with in your human experience. And that, but God wants you to vibrate at that level, be in harmony with that level of love. Okay, so what does it do for you? Okay, if you get to that place, and God is seeking that you get to that place, because it's based on love. It's really based on love. God loves and wants you to love. Because that's the nature of the universe. That's the nature of all there is to love. And God wants everything, or is desiring of everything, to be in harmony with that love, because there's beauty in that. There's creativity in that. God expresses that creativity. We're emphasizing this because it's really important for you to understand this. God expresses creativity through you, creates beauty through you. You create a new orchid. That's an expression of God. That's an expression of beauty and love. You create a new symphony, a new song, a new poem, a beautiful book. That's an expression of love and beauty from God. So how do you do that? How do you get there? How do you get to that vibration? You allow God, or allow the universe or source, pick your word, or your souls, and we're going to use the word soul because your soul is really in harmony with God already. You're disconnected from your souls in many cases, because if you're not living from love and pure love, then you're disconnected from your soul, because your soul is one with that divine harmonic vibration of love. Your souls are, if you're not living mostly by love, and as we as humans did, we allowed fear and negativity to creep in. But if you're living by your soul, living from that harmonic balance of love and that vibration of love, you burn off the negativity. It doesn't stay with you. The fears go away. The fears dissipate. The negativity dissipates because you've raised yourself that level of love and that vibration of love. How do you do that? We can talk. We can go on for hours about how do you do that, and we'll give you one word, and then we're going to leave the discussion where it's at. And the discussion is really what God's seeking is for you to be living in harmonic vibrational connection to love, so that you can be a creative expression of God on a planet. Okay. The word is trust. It's developing trust that you are connected, that you have this vibrational connected, that you have a knowing, and that the word knowing is very important here. You have a knowing that you are so connected that if any negativity, any fear comes into your life, you can fall back on this trust, this knowing that love will squelch it. Love will dissipate it. Now, have you achieved that? For the most part, no. No. No, we would say no. For the most part, humans don't. Because you fall back on an ego, and we're not going to go there. But that's the goal. That's what God is seeking for you. Every one of you is to live in that vibrational place of love, so that fear doesn't overwhelm you, negativity doesn't overwhelm you, but and the contrast of that, the opposite of that, you become and you are this amazing creative force of beauty in whatever field you're in. And this beautiful, amazing creative thing that God is expressing through you, amazing of actions and projects. And whatever word we can use there to express it, you know, whether you're a doctor, a lawyer, whatever you are, you're an amazing vehicle of God, an instrument of God for creativity and positive action in the world. That's what God is seeking. We'll use the word want, we'll use the word seek, because it's all based on love. There's nothing else. really, it's not about God wanting something from you. If love is an expression of just allowing you to be who you are, but God would seek for you to be the ultimate expression of that divine vibration of love. Okay, we're gonna end our discussion there. Hope you get it. Listen to it again. Seek that, and if you need help, we'll help you through various hosts and teachers. Will help you get to that various vibration, that high vibration of love that is so connected to God, that you just know that you have that with you all the time, that you can rely and trust that that wisdom, that knowledge, that guidance is always with you to burn off any negativity, any fear in your lives, and you move forth as a champion of creativity, of love, of beauty in your lives. So thank you for listening. Bye. Okay, I'm back, I think. Give me a minute. Now, I know I got callers, and I'll be there in a minute. When I channel like that, that was cool. They gave me some of that information before, but I really didn't get it. You know, that was really in detail. I'd love to channel that stuff because what I try to express sometimes, it comes out kind of garbled and half there, half not there. And if I write it out, yeah, it doesn't come out as intense as the way spirit does it. And they can say, I filter, I get all frustrated. Oh, it doesn't sound right. But I let them do it, and it always sounds much better than I can do it. You know, if I could transcribe this into a written form, it'd be so cool. Okay, I guess I could do that. Let me take a call. I got the sun in my eyes. I'll be with you in a second. Let me close the blinds. Ooh, not that I seek darkness in my life. No darkness, but the sun in my eyes when I'm trying to talk to people is tough. So I have a few minutes left. I have quite a few minutes left. That was cool. That was fun. So what we're going to talk about, we're going to have some fun. So we're going to do the chocolate thing right after I take a call or two. We'll get into chocolate desserts that are healthy, that are good for a diet. And I posted the site on, where did I post the site? Oh, on my Facebook page. So, you know, I post a lot of this stuff, so you can read it later. And I posted some of the Martin Luther King quotes. So let me take a call. Okay, here we go. Hello.
Hi. My name is Stephen. I was reading your deal about how you do soul readings.
Yes.
I like a girl. Her name is Kathy. And I just,
okay.
I really don't know what my chances are of, you know, I'm just wanting favor with her, you know, it's kind
of... Okay, well, let me ask you, before we get into when and how and if and all and stuff, and if you can make it happen or if it's going to happen, well, we'll get into predictions about happening. But how do you feel about it?
I like her. I mean...
Okay, you like her. But how do you feel about her? How do you feel that her... See, this is really about... Because we know in our souls, and this is the answer I'm going to give you, and this you may not like it, but I'll give it to you anyway. We know in our souls how the other person is responding to us. We can feel the other. Do you know this person? And physically know this person, like, you know, like in, like see the person, talk
yeah.
to the person. Okay, so what your soul would tell you to do is really be open to this person and how they respond to you. Okay? How does she respond to you? What kind of energy? And this is all about energy, intuitiveness, you opening up, and really getting the sense or feeling about how this person is responding to you. Are they, yeah, kind of negative, kind of cursory, kind of path, you know, they put you off? Or does she smile when she talks to you?
She smiles. I really feel like she smiles on the inside, and she wants to...
Okay, no. But there's your answer right there. See, you're denying your own answer to some degree. Because you're saying, on the inside, I really feel that she smiles at me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what Spirit was just trying to tell everybody is you got to trust that. You got to trust that you have that divine connection to really believe that. Now, if you asked her out for coffee.
I asked her to go out to dinner, and she said that she was willing... As long as I wasn't expecting anything out of her right away.
Okay, good. You're on the first step. Go for it. Yeah, but make it casual. Don't make it a big formal dinner with, you know, the blah, blah, blah. You build a friendship. Build a friendship. See, what she's looking for out of you, okay, and women are really paranoid, about this sort of thing. And sometimes women want to know, can you be a friend first?
Mm-hmm.
Or does he want to just jump into the sack and use me and abuse me and blah, 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 move on? She wants to feel you, know you. So she's really good about no that's a really good thing to have. Somebody who doesn't have high expectations, but they're willing to get to know you as a person. So go with no don't go with an expectations, but build I guess if you say that there is an expectation here, it's to build a friendship, to get to know there, to have fun together.
My concern.
What's your concern?
One of my concerns is just kind of wanting to communicate with her, and I know she's busy. And if what she wants to do is get to know me, then I don't understand why she hasn't called me, and I know she will. It's just...
You know, it's fear. It's fear. It's fear. It's not about necessarily about you. It's more about fear that goes on in society of what does he really want? How do I put this? People get busy and they fill their lives because they don't want to be without something to do. Okay? They don't want to get to that. They don't want to get to that lonely place. So they create a life that seems to be very active and very forced. So at the core, I would say that she is a little lonely. She really is wanting somebody in her life, but she's created this whole smokescreen around her of being busy. So I would be persistent, but in a very gentle, loving way, and just build a friendship. And don't make whatever you want to do really, really formal, like, okay, make it more casual, you know, work around your schedule.
Yeah, I mentioned that I wouldn't mind I asked her what she was doing tonight, and I asked her about what about pizza or something like that, just, you know, to order pizza and hang out, you know, just something, you know, not something that's too... something too formal, but just something where, you know, hey, I just want to get to know you.
Right.
And I know she's called me a couple times, so.
Don't let yourself get down on yourself about this. She feels like you have a really good start on this, and she's open, but she's fearful, so go slow, build a friendship, and you'll get there. Okay, you will get there, but you got to build a friendship. You got to find things that she's really interested in. Now, this is your homework, and this is what you have to do to connect with her, is you have to find out common interests that you both have, that you both can share together. Well, she'll get excited about doing it because it's something you both love to do. Okay? That's a little homework. That's a little diligence on your part to figure out and find out what you both love to do that you have common that you can build on. Okay?
Okay.
And you go there and you build friendship and it'll go bada bing, bada boom and you're done. Okay?
Okay.
Go for it.
All right.
You already know in your soul that she smiles at you inwardly. Okay? You already know that. So just keep developing it. Be patient. Be patient. You're not a player. Be patient.
I just didn't know it. Yeah, I know they say they're like there's their twin soulmates and there are people out there that think they're yours.
Don't worry about any of that. Just develop the friendship because you have the goal you have the groundwork to be good friends, which can lead to romance and love and all that sort of thing. But go from there. Don't worry about the soulmates and all that stuff because that'll just clog your system up. It's got to be the one. There's many ones. There's a lot of ones out there. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
It's a life lesson that you will learn from. Big time, okay?
Okay, and did you see anything down the road after this, or just focus on trying to build friendship?
Don't go down the road. Just take it one step at a time, okay? Don't worry about the future. You know, and I teach all the time about this idea that yesterday is gone. We don't have yesterday anymore, and we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Really, I mean, psychics tell you what's going to happen tomorrow, but you never know. You know, you get hit by a bus tomorrow for all you know, right? You hope not. So just live in the moment. What feels good right now with this person? Just what feels good today with this person? Okay?
Okay.
Write her a nice romantic poem. Write a nice poem about love. I'm kidding, but do whatever you do, okay? Your research is really finding out what mutual things that you both love to do where you can share it together. Okay?
Got it?
Okay. Take care.
Okay.
Take care. Bye. I hope he listens to that. I really do hope he listens to that, because great relationships, you know, of course there's the attraction. You have to be attracted to each other, and we'll get away from all the attraction stuff and all that. But, you know, beyond the attraction kind of whoa, you know, and I'm a real whoa person, so I have to admit I'm into whoa. I'm into, oh, you know, like heart goes pitter-patter, and you just kind of like, I'm into all that kind of romantic attraction, love at first sight kind of stuff. I know some people go, that's crazy stuff, but I'm kind of into it. I like that. You see somebody for the first time and you go, takes your breath away kind of thing. And then you got to build on friendship. You got to build on common interests and common values. You know, the breath taking away thing is a start, but it doesn't carry the relationship very far. If you have nothing in it, the person's a jerk, they're negative, you know, all that sort of thing. Got it. That's where I'm from. So I'm still looking for woe. I think I met woe, but you know, I'm like him. It's just taking time to get there, being patient. Yeah, right. Your patience. Yeah. That's easy for you to say, right? Patience. Okay. Let me get into something more fun, because it's Monday, and you know, those who don't like chocolate, you can just tune out and go away right now. But this is from Today Health, the Today Show, you know, on channel NBC, Today Show, under their heading of diet and fitness. It's calling all chocolate lovers. They say 6 diet-friendly dessert recipes. And I'm going to give you the whole freaking recipe, and you can follow me on, you can go to Facebook and read these. But I love this stuff, you know, and it's, you can do, because I'm like a dark chocolate kind of freak. Dark chocolate. Okay, how about this? Oh, no, I don't want to do that one. The first one's about a dark chocolate fondue with fresh fruit, and you can go there. And it really is, it's just using fat-free milk and cornstarch and cocoa butter and sugar and vanilla. A lot of them have vanilla extracts. So if you read these recipes, they're pretty common, right? But I love these next two. And it's frozen chocolate peanut butter cups. My mouth waters when I read those words. Frozen chocolate peanut butter cups versus buying the stuff at the store, whatever they are. So this recipe makes 6 servings. Like, you can eat all 6, right? No, share. Please share. Please share with somebody, you know, like have a little party. Oh, you get 1 ripe banana. Now, what is a ripe banana? Oh, I guess it has a little brown in it, right? On the skin. Okay. 1/4 cup of creamy nut or seed butter. Peanut, almond, sunflower seed. So it's like you get your almond butter or your peanut butter. Peanut butter. Okay. So you don't have to, you know, they say peanut butter cups, but you can make it an almond butter cup, right? 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla extract. A lot of these have vanilla extract. So I guess if you're, and I've really gotten into cooking lately, so vanilla extract is something you should have in the cupboard, for especially if you're going to do baking and all these other things, right? 1/2 cup of dark chocolate chips or a 3-ounce dark chocolate bar. Ooh, that sounds good, doesn't it, so far? So far, are your mouths watering like mine? Like, this is like so much fun. 1/4 cup of unsweetened vanilla almond milk or skim milk or unsweetened soy milk or coconut milk. So you got a lot of choices. I use coconut milk. You know, they soothe. The dairy people sued all these people for using the word milk, and milk is really a generic term that really doesn't really come from the word cow, you know, like cow milk. It because you got goat milk, you got all kinds of different kinds of, it's a white creamy substance basically is what milk is, believe it or not. Okay, a little background here. Okay, I might not get to the X one. I'm going to check if anybody's calling in, but we're going to have fun with this because I like chocolate, and this is, you can follow the recipe if you want, and if you listen to me later, you can come back and write it all down if you want, or go to my Facebook page, and it'll be there. In a small bowl, mix the banana, the vanilla, and the nut butter. Mash it together well and set aside. I like that, mash it together and set aside. Place 6 liners in muffin tin and spray liberally with oil spray. Yeah. I've never done that. So if anybody's done that, had success doing that, tell me about it. Silicone muffin liners work best, as it's easy to remove the chocolate when it's time to eat. Silicone muffin liners. Hopefully there's not a lot of negative chemicals in there, a lot of harmful chemicals. I have to look into it, right? Somebody tell me if they've ever used this stuff. Set aside and prepare the chocolate. So you got your little bowl with your banana and your vanilla nut butter, and then you got your muffin liner ready. Okay. So in the saucepan, melt the chocolate and milk on medium heat, stirring constantly. Once you get a smooth chocolate. Love that word, smooth chocolate. Add a generous tablespoon to the bottom of each muffin liner. Ah, so you put a tablespoon at the bottom of the muffin. You got this. You can visualize. I'm visualizing this one. Okay. Once you have placed chocolate at the bottom of each cup, stick it in the freezer to firm up about 10 minutes. So you take that, put it in the freezer. This takes some time. So it's not like thing, oh, I'm going to make these things and you're going to have them in a half hour. No. It takes some time. So you got the anticipation of being able to eat these the next day or later in the day, right? Here we go. Once the chocolate is firm, distribute the banana filling evenly into each cup and spread out evenly with fingers. Wash your fingers first, remember? Wash the fingers. Don't be like me who cuts up chilies and doesn't wash my hands thoroughly, and you touch your cheeks or around your eye with your fingers that still has a little chili on it, and you're going, whoa, that's not a good thing. Okay. And it says, then spilt remaining chocolate among each. So you put a little chocolate, the remaining chocolate on each one of them. So you're really kind of covering it up. So you're making the center layer, is if I interpret this correctly. You got chocolate, chocolate on the bottom. And then you got your mixture of the peanut butter, whatever it is, in the middle. And then you got your chocolate on top. Using your fingers to spread each layer evenly. Place pin back in freezer for at least 4 hours. So there's no baking involved in this. This is just, there's no baking. It's just nice frozen thing. And it says overnight works best. Pop each cup out of the liners and serve immediately. So if you do this like in the middle of the day, if you're going to have a party at night, like I say, you're having a party and later in the evening or a dessert, what you want to do is start this whole project. Maybe about 5 hours or 6 hours before you have the dinner or dessert, and then make these things. And then people will go, ooh, ah. And then there's one, they say the chocolate, a frozen chocolate banana cup, so which is very similar to the other one. It's just using bananas, and so you just don't eat the, you don't use the peanut butter. And same thing. You can use just bananas, make a banana textured thing with just bananas. What's the difference? There's no difference. No. There's got to be a difference. Let's see. But that one, the only difference is you just make banana with vanilla. If you don't want the peanut butter, you just do it with bananas and a little vanilla and mix it all up with your skim milk, with your chocolate. Yeah, so your chocolate thing you can make up, and you just decide what you want for the center section. Okay, moving right along. And there's some other recipes. And I won't get into very chocolate muffins, which sounds like delightful, right? Very chocolate muffins. Ooh. So you can look these up and on my website. Yeah, not my website, my Facebook page. What am I talking about? Dark chocolate crunch bar. You can make your own. Ooh, they tell you how to do that. Let me look it up. This one might be fun. And how much time I got going in? Guys aren't calling in, so let's just do that one real quick. I got about 6 minutes. Let me see if I can get the dark chocolate crunch bar and get the recipe for that. Prep time is about 10 minutes. Total time is 40 minutes and makes about 10 of them. So it's about 100 calories each, which is not bad. 10 grams of protein, 5 grams of total fat, and a little bit of sugar is about 8 grams, which is okay. So you use 6 ounces of dark chocolate, 1 cup of puffed brown rice. So you got it, right? Melt the dark chocolate, stir in the puffed brown rice, spread mixture on a parchment-lined baking sheet, stick in the fridge for 30 minutes. Once it's cool, cut into bars and serve. And that sounds so easy. We could all do that. You guys got to test this one. So it's 6 ounces of dark chocolate, melt dark chocolate, stir, and you know what? You can put like a little almond milk or some other kind of milk to make it easier to melt, okay? So it doesn't burn. So you have like a milk chocolatey kind of thing. But you can use or low-fat milk. And then stir in the puffed brown rice cereal. spread the mixture on a parchment-lined baking sheet and stick in the fridge for about 30 minutes. Once it's cool, cut into bars. That sounds so easy, but it sounds so good. And I got a picture of it here, and I'm going, well, that sounds wonderful. That looks wonderful. Ooh, I could eat all of them. No, I'm not going to eat all of them. So there you go. There's some ideas. And if you want to make healthy little treats with dark chocolate, and much better than going to the store and buying all these candy bars with all these preservatives and all these additives, it's a very simple process. Puffed rice. What's a puffed rice? I'm trying to think. Anybody know what's a brand name for a puffed rice? You guys are listening to this at all? Give me a brand name of a puffed rice cereal. That's kind of healthy. Anybody know any? I'll have to look for it. Puffed rice cereals. I'm sure there's some that are better than others, a little healthier, less sodium, less sugar in them, okay, and less saturated fat. What are we done? It's a very good hour, and this has been fun. So no more callers. People have been listening, get to listen to. You know what? Let me do this. I got about 4 minutes left, unless somebody wants to call in really a quick question, a little soul reading real quick. I'm going to be doing soul readings all the time. So, you know, what's your soul have to say about your situation and what you want in life? And not so much about predictions, but how do you get there? What's your soul want you? Like the last gentleman, you know, his soul wants him to just be patient, right? So let me do this. Let me do a quick Abraham quote or two. Today's the 19th. Oh, my goodness. Today is already the 19th. And this goes along with what Spirit was saying earlier about living in that love vibration of creating. Be the creator. Be the expression of God. You are the creator of your own reality because you are the chooser of thought right now. Isn't that a beautiful statement? That's an Abraham quote. You are the creator of your own reality because you are the chooser of your thought right now. Isn't that kind of get you thinking about, ooh, what am I thinking about? What do I want to create, right? What do I want to do? How do I want to think? What thoughts do I want to create with? Okay, let me give you one other quote from yesterday, which was the 18th, wasn't it? Sunday. You wouldn't have read this unless you're a big Abraham person like me. Reach for the best feeling thought you have access to. That goes along with that. You know, what is your thought? The best feeling thought. What thoughts feel good to you right now? It's living in the moment, really living in the moment, and finding the best feeling thought and creating from there. Right? Isn't that all about? It's simple. Yeah. I'm going, yes, it's simple, but it's also very complicated for people to get there. I'll give you one more quote. This is from Saturday, 17th. Appreciation. I love this one. I'm going to go this one slow because appreciation is the magic formula for what you've been seeking. Appreciation is the magic formula you've been seeking. So appreciating everything, appreciating those things in your life that are great, you know, little things. Oh, wow. I appreciate the sun came up this morning. I appreciate my eyeballs. I appreciate this. I appreciate I can see. Appreciate I can hear. I appreciate my friends. I appreciate this. I appreciate that. Do rants of appreciation. And the more you appreciate things around you, the more of the universe source energy will bring you. Appreciate. If we go around appreciating instead of being negative, well, I hate this, I hate that, I don't like this, I don't like that, you go around appreciating instead of being negative, the more things, you know, it's not really the thoughts, you know, we've got 90 seconds, I'll really quick. The more you appreciate, the more good things you're going to get to appreciate. The more you dislike things, the more just things you like dislike will come into your life. It's a very simple principle. So just appreciate. Just appreciate. Instead of, oh, I don't like this, I don't like that, I don't like this, I don't like that, you're going to get more things you dislike. Well, it's been fun. I got about a minute left. I will be back on Wednesday. Will not be here tomorrow for lots of various fun reasons. Well, yeah, I'm going to make them fun reasons, not so much grudgery reasons. Fun reasons, things to appreciate. So it's been fun. I thank those who call in. I thank those who listen to the show. I love you guys. Join me on Facebook. I post a lot of the stuff on Facebook for you to read in your own leisure. And, yeah, that's that's about it, really. I got a few seconds left. I really, Spirit doesn't have anything. They're done. Spirit's done. And nothing more to say to you today other than be love. Just be love. So thank you for listening. We will talk soon. Back on Wednesday. Remember that. Back on Wednesday. Join me on Facebook. Bye.